English is back in the house. You can find him on Twitter at Bible Business. You can find him online at BibleandBusiness.com. Hi, we've missed you.
Hey, I've missed you too. How have you been?
I am well. I am well. Thank you so much. And you?
We've been good. We got David off to seminary. He's going to Southern Theological Seminary in Louisville. And so Kathy and I took him down, then had some time with family in Indianapolis, which is my hometown. As you know, I grew up there.
I love that.
Saw some friends. And so we had a really great time. It's been good.
Okay, there's a pie place near Southern that David needs to know about and you need to know about the next time you visit.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I'll look up all the details, but all they serve is pie, and it's worth checking out. That's what I got for you.
So
I don't have anything else in Louisville that I would recommend, but that pie place is worth checking out.
Okay, I'll be sure to go there next time I'm down.
All right, we're going to talk about work and the theology of work, because Labor Day is upon us, and so I don't know. I'll just lead with this: is work part of God's intrinsically good plan? Or is work, you know, just one more bad result of living on this side of the fall?
Oh, no, I think it's part of a good plan. Look, we had work before the fall, and Adam was working before the fall, as was Eve, and God worked and is working, right? So you have the work of creation, for example, in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, so he was working there. And remember that the command to rest implies a positive command to work. So Ephesians 20, verse 8, for example, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. So we have to remember that work is a gift from God. It is a good thing. I think it provides us dignity. It provides us purpose. God gives us intrinsic talents and passions, and work is one of the core ways to express that, which is one of the things I talk about in my book. So, yeah, no, it's definitely part of a good plan.
Yeah, it occurs to me that, you know, right, God works in creation. I mean, he wouldn't give us a command to rest on the seventh day if there weren't, if there weren't the expectation that we would be working the other days, right? I mean, I just think that there are so many places in Scripture where we can talk about the way God works and the work God is doing, which implies that we are to work as well. I mean, there's a work of redemption. There's a work of salvation. He's certainly working all things together right now. I mean, Romans 8:28 is like, I don't know, the favorite verse of the Bible. We know in all things that God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I mean, if God works, then work is good, inherently so. And so it's worthy of our time that we should work as well. So let's talk about the kind of work. Oh, I guess we have to take a very brief break. Let's take a very brief break. When we come back, Bill English and I'm going to ask him, does it matter what kind of work we do? And does it matter how we work, like how we go about doing the work we do? All right, that's up next here in our conversation about Labor Day. We'll be right back.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds.
All right. We got a book in the New Testament called Ephesians. We got a book in the Old Testament called Exodus. And the passage on the Sabbath is in Exodus, not Ephesians. It could have been in Ecclesiastes or Ezekiel. I mean, we do have a number of E books in the Bible. So no shame in saying the wrong one, especially when the show host put the wrong book of the Bible in the notes. For those of you who missed it, we might have suggested that something was in Ephesians, and then we said chapter 20, which clearly you know there aren't 20 chapters in Ephesians, and that was your first clue that we had misspoken. That would be Exodus chapter 20. But there is some good word about work in the book of Ephesians. So, Bill, does it matter what kind of work we do? Does it matter how we work at the work that is before us? Like the what and the how, does it matter?
It does, yeah, because the kind of work that we do is important. I, a, a aside from your notes, the work that we do should be in accordance with our gifting and passions. And in each, God has uniquely gifted us and passioned us, each of us individually. But I love Ephesians 2:10 here. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, not bad works, good works. And the thing is, God is preparing those works in advance for us to do. So today, he is at work in the future, a year from now, and he is preparing you and I, Carmen, and everybody listening, to do those works that he is preparing in advance for us to do, so that when we get to that work, we're prepared and ready to do it. I take a lot of comfort in that, and frankly, a lot of direction, knowing that whatever is going on in my life today is actually preparatory for what God has in the future. And ultimately, we know that we're all going to reign with Christ in heaven as part of his divine counsel. And so that is something that our entire lives is preparation for reigning with Christ in eternity. And then, of course, how we work, that's Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So whatever we are doing, let's give it our all. Let's be all in on what we're doing. And let's remember that we're first working for the Lord, and then secondly, for whoever our human masters are, whoever the stakeholders are, whoever the owners are, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's so good. I think that, I mean, I know that there are people who I encounter who are toiling. What they do is toil. It's laborious. It's hard. And they approach it in a way that is joyless. And that is sad to me. I get that. There are also people who work very passionately because of the satisfaction that they get from the work itself, from the social benefit that's brought by the work that they do. And sometimes they work for nothing or next to nothing. And then there's other people who totally wear themselves out just for the gain, just for the material gain, just for the wealth. And so let's just talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about the theology of work that's operating in sort of what we're working for.
Yeah, if you're working for money, money will never be enough, right? If you're working, if you're in a job you don't like, if you can make a move, I would suggest that you make it, because life is too short, in my estimation, to be working at a job that is just, it's toil rather than work, right? I like how you've used those two different words here. But those who really work hard for the money, there's a space in Proverbs that says, do not wear yourself out to get rich, and do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Our wealth can go like that. It can be gone in a moment's notice. And what will you have at the end? See, this is why when we're working for the Lord and we're investing ourselves in eternal things, then we know that the treasures that we have laid up in heaven can never be taken away. It says, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. That's Matthew 5. And so there's a very real sense that our work needs to have an eternal component to it. Now, it has the eternal component if we know that we're working for the Lord. But if we're just working to get money, if we're just working because we enjoy it, but there really isn't anything eternal about it, then it's really all temporary. And in the end, we're really going to have nothing.
Yeah, and I think that when you talk about the having nothing, the vanity of it all, you know, Ecclesiastes has much to say about all of this. So maybe highlight a few of those notes as well.
Yeah, so I believe it's chapter 3 here in verse 17. He says, because of the work that is done under the sun, it was grievous to me, Solomon wrote. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun. Can you believe it? Working hard for something, and then in the end, you hate it? And so there is a sense that where that will lead to despair, and as it leads to despair, it leads to meaningless, and then you're kind of in this really dark place, right? And so what Solomon says is that a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work. This is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? So see, when we find enjoyment in our work, when we find satisfaction in our work, even that is from God. That's a gift from God. So the work is a gift, and the enjoyment of it is also a gift from God. Again, I would just say to people, if you're toiling in a job you just hate, man, look for something else to do if you can do that. I realize not everybody can, but that would be something I would ask the Lord about.
All right, I think we're going to maybe sum this up with the verses from Ecclesiastes 12, and we'll just spend a moment reflecting on this. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14 says, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." I mean, ultimately, the labor of my life is presented unto the Lord, and he determines whether or not, you know, it is well done, good and faithful servant. That is what I would certainly like to hear him say.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to hear him say it for you and for me and for everybody who's within the sound of our voices.
Hey, thank you for the good work you do every day. Thank you for the good work of bringing the gospel to bear on the workaday world. You guys can visit with Bill online at BibleandBusiness.com. You can also chat with him on Twitter at BibleBusiness. Bill, thank you so much. Get to work, man.
I will, actually.
I know.
Thanks, Carmen.
Thank you for laboring here with us this morning. We appreciate it.
No, I enjoyed it. It's not labor.
No, it's a labor of love. A lot of fun.
It is.
All right, that's Bill English. We'll be right back.